Dwayne, as we all know, we heard that the latest numbers coming out from USDA NAS that the inventory is being rebuilt as we speak. Maybe somewhat of a shock, but it's good to see, I guess.
I think it's a shock for a lot of people, but really when you think about the improved moisture conditions we have and the kind of profitability in the industry, stands to reason that we're going to get after about as quick as we could.
Now, when we take a look at other numbers, too, you showed some consumer demand numbers, and even though prices of beef continue to skyrocket, they're still very good, aren't they?
They really are. You know, people like beef. They like the experience. We see different things for different parts of the carcass, if you will. Hamburger, you know, lean beef is still one of the price leaders as far as demand for beef.
You talked about the population. World population, as we know, continues to grow. So that demand for food is always going to be there, isn't it?
I really think so. You know, it's a big world. Somebody's got to feed them. As they get more affluent, they like higher kinds of proteins. And we're going to have to provide it for them.
Now, we all know that we want to think U.S. beef is going to be a big part of that, which it will be. But there is competition out there, isn't there?
Really is. You know, Brazil's growing. India is actually the second biggest exporter of beef around the world. It's not the kind of beef that we think of, but it's beef nonetheless. So there's a lot of competition to feed that world out there.
You were talking about some of the prices, and when it comes to fed cattle, we'll get into overall prices in just a second, but when it comes to fed cattle, you were talking about seasonal prices. Explain that a little more.
8 out of 10 years, prices go higher into spring and then lower into summer. 2 out of 10, the opposite takes place. And right now, we're kind of trending at 2 out of 10 years where we're working lower into spring, and then it could firm up sideways or get firmer into summer, which would be different than normal.
You were talking about the fact you're in the Rocket City, Huntsville, and the Rockets go up. And we've always heard the old saying, things go up, must come down. So that's really my bottom line question here. What are we going to look at for prices?
We think the prices for fed cattle probably topped last year, start working down this year. Calves last year, this year will probably be the high in the price. Over the next 3, 4 to 5 years, start working lower, not to the levels we were, say, 5 years ago, but perhaps back to levels we were back 2 or 3 years ago.
So bottom line is, you said to be cautious.
Be cautious, yeah. There's a lot of things going on we need to watch. Numbers are growing, and that usually doesn't bode well for prices.